gentlemen up of the visit with Mrs. Guthrie and Suzanne and everybody this Friday afternoon, the 31st of March, 72. Anyway, some visit with Mrs. Guthrie and Suzanne, their friends, and Jim this Friday afternoon, the 31st of March, 72. Channel 1 over. And a continuation of the visit with Mrs. Guthrie. Channel 1 over.
They tell me that if they meet around you, they'll kill you.
If they what?
Meet around you.
Oh, make a complete circle?
Yeah.
They'll never meet on you.
They'll kill you.
My sister had that too a while ago. She had backache with it, you know?
Uh-huh.
Her back came up and she had back, you know, like that. Oh, she was sick.
Oh, brother, I was sick.
Let me tell you, I have a feeling y'all are going to move along here, first thing. Tell them, what is it we ought to talk about while they're here? They don't know anything much about the countryside.
They don't know anything.
Thank you.
She tried.
We ought to tell them a little something. Tell them about old man. Now, this is one of my favorites, and we just got into that. Old man, the name escapes me. You know, back over there. You see, even his boy, I forget his boy's name. You liked his boy, but you didn't care for him.
You told him about Mr. Savin down there and Curtis.
Sam Turner and Curtis, yeah. Now, Curtis was a nice boy.
Far as I know he was.
For you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he got off and got into scrapes and all sorts
mm-hmm.
of things. He cut up.
Yeah. He'd go off and he'd get drunk. And he'd get in a fight. And he'd get in jail. And they tell me that he beat up his mama and his daddy, but now I don't know whether that's so or not.
Well, you know he did.
Well, I don't know where he did or not. I know one time there were some people living down that little hammock.
Yeah.
And they didn't have nothing. And he went to his mama's house and went in her clothes closet. And he picked out what he wanted them to have and he'd get it down there and give it to them. And out here, Miss Turner was in town with Miss Turner and she was just telling the people about, somebody stole all my clothes, the very best dresses I had. And you know, them days, $15, $20, and $25, oh, that was the price for a dress. I paid $18 and something and somebody stole. I could have told her right where to go look from, but I didn't.
And she never found out.
No, she didn't have find out.
Well, she didn't want to find out.
Curtis done it. Curtis went up there and got them and carried them down to, and gave them to them women down at the lake.
Well, what put that into his head, do you reckon?
Well, he was just good-hearted. He just knew that they needed something to wear, and his mama had plenty of clothes, and they didn't cost her anything, Leola's. Sell them to her. And he went out in there and he just got what he wanted them to have and he carried them to him. Did anybody steal them? Curtis just went and got them.
Is Leola the one that lives over?
That's right. She was in Georgia then.
And doing pretty well.
Oh, yeah. You know, she was living with a rich man, Mr. Abel.
So she'd have plenty of things, and then when she got through with them,
she'd pass them on to her mother.
Yeah.
Curtis is passing them on himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you see, back over there now, there ain't anything, and even the old house is just about gone.
Oh, it ain't just about gone; it's gone.
I don't even.
And they had a beautiful home. They had one of the prettiest homes back there in the woods.
Yeah.
A nice place.
What was it? Kind of like yours?
Oh, it was better than mine. They had a beautiful, good house back there.
Big two-story?
No, it was a two-story house. It was just a good old farm home. I used to love to go over there and be with Miss Turner.
Kind of porches on it?
Now, why would you want to be a Miss Turner? You were just a little girl, and she was...
A little girl my foot. I was married.
Well, you were mad when you was 13.
I didn't do such a thing. I had James.
Well, that was long up in the middle 30s.
Okay, James was a good big boy.
How late was that?
Well, I just couldn't say that. It's been so far back.
Was that before the war? I sometimes think most of the interesting things happened before the war.
Yeah.
And since then, I don't know, it seems like things have just...
gone apart.
been going more and more apart since the war.
That's right.
They talk about Fort Blanning like, you know, it's a fine thing. People could go up there and get work and all like that.
Fort Blanding, where's that?
Is that not the name? Camp Blanding.
Well, is there any more Camp Blanding?
Well, during the war, you see, it was, that's when it flourished.
Oh, yeah.
And it just emptied the whole countryside, didn't it? Between that and the army, there wasn't anybody able-bodied people left, was there?
That's right.
That took them all away from home, and they never come back, did they?
Lots of them didn't come back.
Well, when they come, they still was different.
They sure were.
Yeah, had ideas. You know, in the war, in the army, I went in basic training down here at Miami Beach, and I never knew what a nightclub was until then. All these fellas I went in the army with, they working in the daytime, they'd go to the shows at night. Well, I never took to nightlife, you see. Just as it happened, I didn't care for that. So I still don't. But that's how I was, at any rate, before the war.
Is that where Marvin went, to Blanding?
He went to Blanding, and then from there to Alabama, and then from Alabama overseas.
You know, we're talking about Sam Dunham, and that made me think of Coleman. Coleman, bad shape. Now, let me tell you, I don't mean his health.
I know.
I mean them watermelons.
What about?
They put in melons over there in front of Coleman. And have you been up that lane recently, up Coleman's Road?
No.
Well, you'd better go ahead and go over it, because it ain't going to be passable.
Who planted watermelons over there?
This fella Becker down here at Orange Lake.
Well, you know where Billy Hughes was going to plant them.
Well, Coleman told me it was Mr. Becker. And I was down there the other day and saw Mr. Becker for the first time. And I said to him, I hear you have got melons in this year. Yes, he said, 125 acres. And I thought to myself, if I had in 10 acres, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. They're so costly. So much work to them and all that fertilizer. Kid you. Well, he can go broke six times, 125 acres, and he don't have irrigation.
And when it's dry, it's dry.
And it's always dry during
That's
that
right.
season, sometime or other.
When it's hot, it's hot too. That sand, that old there, old white sand, will sure get hot.
Yeah.
And burn.
The first melons I knew about down here was over between Lachery and down there. And some of them were growing them that had had them a long time. And I remember one fella, he always put them on new ground. And he didn't clear it very good. He left out them little persimmons and sprouts, you know. And long before the season went along, you see, they kept growing a little bit more. You'd have all them green persimmon leaves all up and down. And I thought, first time I saw that, I thought, well, the man ought to clear the land before he planted it. But he left it there, you see, to hold that ground and break that wind.
Did you know that I wouldn't no more go in that watermelon patch over there in front of Woody Coleman's and pick watermelons? Golly, I'd be scared of them rattlesnakes.
Plenty of them.
Don't you know that they might not be a rattlesnake to go in there, but I'd be afraid of it. I'm telling you.
There has been plenty of them in there.
Oh, yes, sir. There's plenty of them back there.
Now, Coleman, he's a colored man over there. And he's right remarkable. You see, back in the days when the colored people had a hard time, he got along, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He sure did.
How do you account for that? Was he mean?
Who would have?
Yeah.
No, how did he get along? I thought you meant by his living.
Yeah.
No, he would have come and just worked hard, just like his daddy. His daddy made a good living.
Yeah.
And Woody's always had a few cows, and he used to have some hogs.
Yeah.
And he used to live.
But the white people always beat the colored people, beat them out of things. But he seemed to be able to take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get caught by it. Who was it, Owen, Illinois, that had that store and told me one time all the colored people around there that had land ended up.
No, Woody Coleman, he didn't have anything to do with that.
He paid his way.
Mm-hmm.
But he and old Sam Turner had it up and down.
Yeah.
I don't know about it. Tell him about it.
Him and Sam Turner, I don't know much about him and Mr. Turner's falling out. Only I just know they had it. Now him and his uncle, John Woodard, had it.
Yeah.
They had it.
And John Woodard lived kind of kitty cornered from them.
Right on behind me. The place was still there, it would be right on the highway going towards Gainesville, where that new man is bought.
Yeah. Tell them about John Woodard. They don't know about any of those things.
Well, he was always had his nose poked in somebody else's business.
Now, that's Coleman's uncle.
Mm-hmm. And he just went so far, and he got into so many things, and he got killed. The sheriff killed him. Sheriff Ramsey killed him.
Was it the sheriff or one of the deputies?
Well, it could have been Bob Matthews.
Yeah.
Because Bob Matthews was with him. But anyway, they tried to get him to come out, and he wouldn't do it. And he had the double barrel shotgun. It was loaded with buckshot and hit sticking up. The door was cracked, and Bob Matthews happened to see it, and he shot through the door and killed him. He used to get on his horse and go to people's houses and raise the dickens with the niggers and with the white people and tend to everybody else's business but his own, and he finally just come to the end of it.
Them woods, the hogs and all, is that the chief trouble?
No, that's the chief trouble about him and Woodard.
See, they'd have that, didn't have any fence laws, you see, and they'd all have hogs out there, and some of the wrong ones would get near the pen. Is that the way?
That's right.
Everybody marked their own hogs. So you'd know if you saw a hog out there whose hog was.
Supposed to. And everybody had their cows marked and branded.
And they had to do that cow hunting. What did you call that? Cow hunting?
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Once a month?
Cow drive. Sometimes it would be 2 and 3 times a week.
Well, I never realized that.
Yes, sir.
What they do, keep a, they have, what they want to do, keep track of their own cows.
That's right. See how many calves they had, get the calves up. Mark and brand them.
Get out on the horses.
That's right.
How many would it take to have to work them?
Well, sometimes it would take 2 and 3.
Yeah.
It's just according. Sometimes Mr. Turner and, well, when Curtis was living, Curtis would ride, and Mr. Guthrie and, Mr. Roy Brown over at Grove Park and his colored man. And Billy Hughes, he used to cow hunt with us.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
But he'd been in the business a long time then.
Billy Hughes?
Yeah.
Yeah. All his life.
Gee whiz.
They use dogs?
Mm-hmm.
I bet that was something to see.
Y'all ought to, Billy Hughes is not out with his cows so much now.
No, I don't think. I think he's with his watermelons.
Yes. He's clearing land and building and all like that now, as Dodge said.
Mm-hmm.
But while he was still out on the land, you see, y'all ought to look him up and talk to him. I never seen him. He a big fella?
No, he's small.
Like Mr. Boyd?
Something like that.
You never run into Mr. Boyd.
Mr. Boyd?
Mitchell Boyd.
Mitchell? Oh, yes, I've seen him.
But you never had any dealings with
him. Is he the oldest?
No, I mean the old man, M.R. Boyd. What's his name?
M.J., right?
M.J.?
You talking about the old man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I never did have no dealings with him. Huh.
Yeah. Well, he was your neighbor then.
Uh-uh. He just lived between us and Mickanoke.
Well, he Coleman's neighbor, too. Coleman's closest neighbor.
Who lives there on his place? Have you heard anybody say?
I haven't seen a soul.
Somebody's
there,
living
there.
Yes, sir. Somebody living there.
It's a nice little house.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little house. Y'all want to go out and see something? I was thinking about them.
Yeah, they probably want to wander around a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They haven't been out of town since.
All
last quarter.
Go out there and visit with those heifer calves. They're the best company on the place right out there.
You can leave a person in the car.
Went over around 4:50 and they end a visit with Ms. Guthrie and Suzanne, their friends, this Friday afternoon, the 31st of March, 72. Channel went over around 4:50 and they end a visit with Suzanne, their friends, Ms. Guthrie, this Saturday, Friday afternoon, the 31st of March, 72.